Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 174.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Alabi. You know, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you figure out what you need to do so that you can grow in your career. I'm here to have this conversation about your career. I'm here to tell you that you can actually love what you do and do what you love, and of course, make lots of money doing that. And that's why I started this mission. I started this campaign to help 1,000 people secure a job where they will be earning at least $100,000 annually so that they can earn $1 million in 10 years. And that's my mission. Before I go into today's episode, I hope you guys are having a fantastic time out there. I hope everything is going according to your plans. It's April. If you are that type that has been procrastinating, if you've had some goals since January or maybe for over many years and you've not done anything about it, I want to encourage you to use this month to kickstart, to jumpstart, you know, to focus on your goals. I want you to achieve what you desire. I want you to be a goal getter, not only a goal setter. So go after your goals. I hope you guys have been following what's going on in the news lately, and that's specifically by the BRICS country. These countries, they are banding together to, you know, promote a single currency. The whole goal is to see if they can surpass, surmount, and maybe discourage the use of the US dollar. The BRICS country, of course, they are a group of 5 countries: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They want to come up with a single currency. Well, I don't know about you. I'm still going to be betting on the United States of America. But it's something that is going on, and it's something that we all need to pay attention to. So let's go into today's show. 8 phone interview tips that will help you secure your job. That's what I want to talk about. You know, after applying for a job, and because you've done everything you needed to do, and you are invited for an initial phone screen, yay, congratulations to you. You are wondering about this phone screen. How should you prepare? What should you have at the back of your mind to convince the hiring team that you are the right person for the job? So I want to teach you, I want to share with you some tips that will help you put yourself ahead of the pack so that you can secure that job. A phone screen is often a short phone call with an employer. That is, they will get on the phone, they want to ask you questions, and the purpose is to screen the candidate pool. They want to understand your experience. The final goal is to, you know, reduce the pool to only a selected few. So what usually happens during this phone screen is that maybe someone in the HR, that's human resource department, they'll have maybe about 20, 25 people. They'll give them, those are the initial candidate pool. They will give them a call, all of them. And maybe the mandate is to reduce that number 25 to maybe less than 10, or probably maybe just 5 that will now go before the hiring team. You may think that the phone screen is not that important because you are just having this conversation with not the real hiring person, but it is equally important because it may actually be what will help you to have the right impression with the company. So, like I said, this initial phone screen is often conducted by someone in the HR department. I want you to know that job offer is not made at this stage, and the phone screen may last between 10 or maybe 20 to 20 minutes. It can even be shorter. The goal is to determine if you are the right fit for the team and for the organization as a whole. They also want to know if you have the right documentation to work, and they may probably ask you about your salary info. So how should you prepare for this interview? And I'm going to go through 8 steps real quick. So the first thing that you need to do, once you get that interview, just go ahead and confirm the appointment and make sure that the date will work for you. Check your calendar, make sure you do not have any other thing going on that day that will, you know, prevent you from picking up that call. So the first thing, confirm the appointment day. Number 2, you need to understand who is calling. This knowledge will help you manage expectations and prepare for the interview. If the HR person is calling, definitely you know that this fellow will not necessarily be asking about technical questions. So you just need to know who is calling you. You need to be prepared. I don't know, maybe sometimes the actual hiring manager may call you, and in that case, maybe they may ask you a more technical related questions. So confirm who is calling, know their role, understand what they will be asking you in the interview. So that's number 2, understand who is calling. Number 3, get ready for the call. Now you've confirmed the date, you know who is going to call you. Of course, you should know their name, yes, because they contacted you via email, or maybe it was even a phone call. So try and remember their name and know their name. So now let's get ready for the call. That's number 3. So you need to know, is it going to be a phone call, or is it going to be like audio call over Teams or Zoom? Whatever may be this case, you should ensure that during the call you are free from distractions. You are where there will be no noise. If you have pets at home, make sure you take care of them way before the interview. If you have people that live with you, let them know that you are going to be busy during this period. So lock yourself in a room where you can have that full concentration, devoid of any distraction. Make sure your phone is charged if it was going to be like a phone interview. And turn on the ringer, you know, so that you don't miss that call. It's important, of course, you shouldn't miss that call. Because you confirmed the date, right? So don't miss that call. Turn on your ringer, be ready. For audio call over Zoom or Teams, make sure that your internet service is up and running. Prepare the room and be ready. hey, sometimes I said this was going to be a phone screen. Sometimes maybe they want to do a video call. If it was going to be a video call, make sure you're dressed to impress. And what should you do on that call? I have four main things that you should consider doing on the call. First, display your competence. Go with confidence, number two, and show your enthusiasm. Yeah, let them know that you really want that job, so show your enthusiasm and impress them. Interview is always about impressing other people. Impress them such that they want you in that company. So you must do that. So the fourth thing that you need to do as you prepare for your phone screen is to print out the job description. Yes, you should have asked for the job description. Know the role that you applied for. Know the role. Understand everything that you need to do to excel. What do they expect from a successful candidate? So you have to familiarize yourself with the job description. Yes, understand the expectation. Do your research. Read up about the company. Have stories for what you have accomplished and how you can help the organization. Now, you may not get to all these details, but in my opinion, it's always a great idea to be prepared rather than, you know, to be caught unprepared. As in, they ask you a question and you're feeling like, hey, I did not prepare for this. I wasn't expecting this question. It is your duty to be prepared for the interview. So, number four, make sure you study the job description. Number five, know the company. Yes, you got to do your research. Know the company, know their product, their services. Know why you want to join them. What's going on in that company? Are they expanding? Are there more business opportunities? Did someone maybe left the position that got opened? You may not necessarily know this before the interview, but these are some of the things that I'll be curious about. Maybe when it comes to time to ask questions, you can ask that question. So you got to know the company. And how do you do that? Ensure you go on the internet, go to LinkedIn, go to the company website. You can also check them out on YouTube. One very important thing, again, maybe if this question should come up, why do you want to join our company? You should have a strong story for why you have chosen to join them. Yes, maybe they make a particular product that is helping the world. Yes, make sure you are able to talk about that. Number six, research the salary range for this position. Yes. This is an initial phone screen, and you may be asked about your salary expectations. So where should you go? Go to Glassdoor, payscale.com, salary.com. You may even find some salary information on LinkedIn. The reason is that when they ask you for your salary expectation, you'll be able to give them a range. It's always better to provide the response in range. Or you just say, hey, it's negotiable. I believe this company will pay me fairly. Something like that. So number seven, have your question list. Job interview is a two-way conversation. Yes, they are going to be asking you questions. At the same time, you also have the opportunity to ask questions. So prepare some questions that you are going to be asking the interviewer. My tip is that you should have at least a minimum of three questions that you want to ask, and it's always good to prepare ahead. Number eight, the final one, prepare. You cannot over prepare for any job interview. You have applied for this job. I know you want this job. So one thing that you need to do is to prepare, is to practice. Hey, this is just, again, an initial phone screen. But for me, it's always better to come prepared. Take it seriously, my friend. It may mean the difference between picking you and someone else. Let me quickly share maybe 5 commonly asked interview questions to help you. Number one, why are you interested in coming to work with us? I mentioned that initially. Number two, why are you attracted to this specific position? You should have your answer. Number three, what's your availability to start? Yeah, you should have a date in mind. Number four, what makes you the ideal candidate or a great fit for this position? This question requires you to sell yourself, sell your skills, sell your accomplishment. That's what they want to hear from you there. Number five, what type of work environment do you prefer? So you should have all your answers for these questions. Hey, a job interview, it's very important. It's a serious business. And to help you to win, you have to start from the beginning. And the beginning is often the phone screen. By adequately preparing for a phone interview, you are positioning yourself ahead of the pack and you are doing yourself a service to secure the job. And part of what you need to do is to research the company, practice commonly asked interview questions, use technology as much as possible to find out everything you can. By taking your time to prepare beforehand, you can project confidence, articulate your strength, and make a positive impression on your interviewer. Remember, a phone interview is often the first step in the hiring process, and making a good impression can significantly increase your chances of moving forward to the next stage. So, my friend, as we wrap it, don't underestimate the importance of preparation and give yourself the best chance of success by being well prepared for your next phone interview. Till next time again, this is Bola Halabi, the career evangelist. Go get him, my friend. Go get him.